USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President-elect Joe Biden reportedly plans to sign several executive orders in his first 10 days in office, according to a memo from his chief of staff, Ron Klain. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham addressed some of those moves on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures.
If the first thing he does is go back into the Paris Climate Accords, that's a disaster for the U.S. economy. The accords basically give China and India a pass on their carbon emissions. And how do you enforce a national mask mandate? So if that's what he's going to lead off with, he's going to have a tough rollout.
Biden is also expected to sign executive orders to end the travel ban on predominantly Muslim countries, halting evictions and student loan payments during the pandemic, reopening schools and businesses, and directing his cabinet agencies to take immediate action to deliver economic relief to working families. The memo also states Biden will take action to address climate change and expand access to health care. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
There's heavy security in D.C. ahead of the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden and the swearing-in of Kamala Harris as VP on Wednesday, and the threat of potential violence. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off-limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
During my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Two Afghanistan Supreme Court justices were gunned down and their driver wounded on Sunday morning in the latest wave of assassinations in the country. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has condemned attacks by the Taliban and other militant groups. Government officials, journalists, and activists have been targeted in the capital of Kabul in recent months. Benjamin de Rothschild, a prominent member of the Rothschild banking family, has died. The French-Jewish banker donated generously to Israel, including $22 million towards the country's effort to beat COVID-19. He took over the Switzerland-based finance institution named for his father in 1997. De Rothschild died of a heart attack at 57. Americans pulled out their credit cards more this past Christmas.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Yes, it was incredible, and especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part to stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.